Yeah. You already know what it is.
You hear the song, you know who it is.
You hear the song, you know exactly who it is. It's Freaks and Beats. We are back in the stew. You got Tenzer, you got Huanchi, you got 3 p.m.
3:08.
3:08 p.m. What more could you ask for except maybe 3:06?
Yeah.
How you doing?
How you doing? I'm doing good.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day. It's already...
Is it really?
It is.
Oh, you know what? It looks really nice outside if you're driving in the car. Roll down that window. Yeah. At least crack it a little bit.
And you have an hour left of daylight, so...
Are you serious?
You got 1.5 at least. Yeah.
You know, I'm not really a fan of this whole daylight savings.
Me neither.
For reference, I woke up 30 minutes ago. And now I have an hour of the day? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, that's terrible.
They're going to take it out next year, I think. I think this is the last year.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
That's what I heard.
I heard about that. Anyway, here we are, back in the stew. Glad to have y'all with us. The boy and I had a night out last night, so we might need a little bit of a hangover fixer elixir on this show today.
Liquid IV.
Liquid IV. Ooh. But we're going to make it Liquid IV in the form of... Music,
yeah. Starting off with Bad Reputation.
So, yeah, heavy well, Bad shit. Reputation is the theme. Well, listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put on some Stevie Wonder. We're going to close our eyes.
Meditate.
We're
going
to imagine we're on the beach in the Bahamas sipping on a pineapple smoothie.
I think you should put Piña Colada then, not Stevie Wonder.
Oh.
The Piña Colada song?
Yeah.
Escape? I mean...
Yeah. All right. I can't even find it. Wait, let's do this one instead. Put this shit on.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, are we on?
Yeah.
Yo. Y'all already know what this is. It's the girl Gwen Stefani with Akon. Akon. What more could you ask for? Let's get it going.
Let's go.
Together and tell me, boy, now.
Welcome back, baby. Y'all know what that was. That was The Sweet Escape
by Gwen.
Every now and then, you know, things get you down. You need a little bit of an escape.
Yeah.
You know? What better way to do it than with Gwen Stefani featuring Akon?
Is it Akon or Akon?
I think Akon. Like Acorn.
Oh.
Or Akon like Akron.
Like acronym?
Acronym? I don't know.
What's
you gotta ask. What? What are we talking about? Anyways, what are we about to do? Oh yeah, we're about to play another song. After all, this is the radio.
Yeah.
So, let's keep these vibes going. We're gonna pivot on to Stevie Wonder. This one is called I Wish.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was a little bit of Stevie Wonder for you. What was that song called?
I Wish.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, I Wish.
I wish I could be with Stevie.
Yeah.
Because I need to figure out whether or not he's blind. Because I don't think he's blind.
Why?
Have you heard these stories?
No. That he pretends to be blind.
You heard the story about Shaq?
No.
Shaq, Keel O'Neill, Shaq, mm-hmm. walks into the elevator. Stevie Wonder's in there, right? Just standing. Stevie's supposed to be blind, right? How would he know who just walked in the elevator? But nah, Stevie goes, "Oh, what up, Shaq?" I'm sorry, what? Nah? How could you know that? There's also videos of him, like, on stage. There was a video of something like the microphone falling, and he just catches it.
Oh, I feel like by being blind, you develop like, you can see through your ears. You know what I mean?
See through your ears.
Yeah, like I don't know, like your microphone falls and you're like, I don't know, reflex.
No, but he wasn't using it.
Oh.
It wasn't like in his hand and he dropped it. It was like next to him and falling and he just reached out and caught it. I don't know, a little suspicious to me.
I don't know how he recognized Shaq, to be honest.
Shaq is insane. That's insane. Anyway, we're gonna play a little game.
We're not questioning.
We're gonna play a little game.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. let's clarify this. We are not questioning Stevie Wonder.
It's just fun and games.
It's all fun and games.
Yeah.
And speaking of games,
nice.
Let's play around here. All right, this game is called. Well, it doesn't have a name. It is. What is the first thing you think of when you're told a certain year?
Game.
You know, going, yeah. What is the first thing you think of when you're told a certain year? The game.
The game.
Version 1.0. Yeah, a lot of nostalgia. Think of certain years. You know, it's 2020. You know, it's 2022 right now.
It's almost 2023.
Ooh, don't say that. That's crazy. Like, to think back to 2012. Oh, my God.
Oh, my. What were you? I was in sixth grade.
Yeah. So let's play this game. It's very possible and likely that the things we say weren't actually in that year, but we kind of think of it like that.
Yeah.
First
thing that popped into your mind.
Give me a year.
2013.
Miami Heat.
Did they win?
Yeah. They did win. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. But that was just like the LeBron. Yeah. All right.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm going to give you 2017.
Fuck.
See, the problem is I remember 2010 to like 16.
Yeah, 2017.
And then 17 to 20, nothing happened.
I mean, COVID happened 20.
Well, 20.
Wait, 2017.
I don't know
what happened 20. A junior year of high school for me.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that one's bad.
Yeah.
All right, 1953.
Whoa. The year my dad was born.
53? Damn.
Yeah.
I met Mitch.
Yeah.
Mitch. What a guy. I like Mitch.
Yeah, nice guy. Funny guy.
Yeah.
Quite the character.
Quite the character.
Although, you know, I didn't live through that year, so I didn't have much to work with for that.
Yeah.
But I guess we could do other ones. What about, like, 98?
98? I think of Coldplay.
Mm.
Yellow. Like, Parachutes.
That was 98?
Yeah, 98 or 99. I don't know. It's one of those two.
Huh.
72.
Ooh. I don't know. I was alive.
What do you think of?
Hockey.
Hockey? Why?
I don't know. I feel like... I don't know. I don't know.
Tell
anything
me 72, I'll think of like the Beatles or like...
Ah, you know? That would have made more sense.
Pink Floyd?
Yeah. Yeah.
I vibe with this music.
Dude, I love SpongeBob. You know, if you guys haven't checked out SpongeBob SquarePants, it doesn't matter how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
SpongeBob is always with us.
Yeah.
It is a great show. Hilarious references that kids didn't even understand. Now that we're grown, we can understand, and it is phenomenal. It holds up so well. Quite possibly the greatest cartoon of all time. Yeah.
For someone who hasn't watched it, what's...
What?
What? No. What one episode would you recommend?
There's so many, man. Like, there's literally so many. However, I'm pretty sure it was the first, like, three or four seasons.
Yeah.
That were, like, the peak.
I've heard the pizza delivery one is a good episode.
Krusty Krab pizza. Yeah, that was a good one. I always think of the one... you've seen the show.
Yeah. like very little.
The one, yeah. There's one where they like perform at the halftime of the Super Bowl. That was really cool.
Oh, I didn't see
that. That was really cool. This song is so good. Sweet Victory. You know what?
Where are you gonna put it?
You know what? Hey, I never considered putting this on, but hey.
Well, we hope you liked our game.
Wait, give me a couple more, and then once we win, all right, we'll play Sweet Victory.
How do we win?
Well, yeah.
2010. Quick.
2010.
2010. Come on.
2010. The Black Keys.
The Black Keys.
I think that's not the right year, but.
Dude, 2010 South Africa World Cup.
Yeah.
I think.
Dude, this is a hard game.
Yeah. All right, go.
2012.
Fuck.
This game is so hard.
Like, the thing is, the first thing that pops into my mind is, like, I was in sixth grade.
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason.
Okay, for 2012, I think of Thrift Shop. That was literally my inspiration for the entire show, or this game, was I think of Thrift Shop when I think of 2012. Even though it might have been 2013.
It might have been 2013.
And 2011, I think of Justin Bieber. I don't know why.
Justin.
He was on top of the world.
2013, Arctic Monkeys. Their AM album.
We can't just think about musicians. <I'm sorry>. There's so much stuff going on in the world, but I don't remember.
Yeah, there's like actual worldwide events important.
Yeah.
And we're thinking about music and World Cup.
2013. Was that? All right, what about 2008? I think I'm onto something here.
2008, again, music. Arctic Monkeys, but the other album.
What's with the Arctic Monkeys? I was going to say, this was 2009. When Michael Jackson died.
That was 2008.
That was 2009.
Nine?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
That was crazy. I remember being in elementary school, and it felt like the world, like, stopped for a minute. And, like, I knew who Michael Jackson was.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, sometimes I didn't know the difference between the name Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan, and Magic Johnson.
But Magic Johnson.
I knew it was a big deal, and I've heard his music before. I had heard his music before, and everybody was. That was a hard day for a lot of people. And, you know, as a 2009, I was 8 years old. I didn't really know what was going on. It's hard to fathom. But, you know, looking back, it's pretty unbelievable.
How old was he? Was he old?
He was like old. 50.
Oh, really?
Maybe 40s. He was exactly 50 years old.
What did he die of?
Oh, you don't know?
I don't remember.
Oh, brother. No one knows for sure.
Okay.
If you want to get into conspiracies, any of you, first of all, feel free to call in because you are talking to the right guy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the official reasoning was an overdose.
Yeah.
With air quotes around it. There's a lot of suspicion around his, like, in-home doctor.
Yeah.
Who, like, people say that he killed him.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what to believe. And then, of course, there's the really conspiracy stuff, like, that he was killed by someone else.
Yeah. Who?
The suits.
The suits?
The black suits.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I don't really know what to believe. I find it hard to believe that he overdosed himself. I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. I haven't actually gone into the details in a while, but it was crazy. Very crazy. He was a very interesting character.
Very.
Imagine if, you know...
King, like, of pop.
If he was around... Yeah, he's the king.
The king.
He's literally the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Hard to imagine what...
The goat?
Yeah. Really odd guy. Really odd guy, but...
Yeah.
I think he was misunderstood.
Like all geniuses.
Well, maybe not misunderstood. Maybe not misunderstood. Not the best guy. But, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, there's not much else I can say about that. But I think it's interesting when you think about Michael Jackson was famous when he was like 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
He lived his entire life in the spotlight.
Yeah,
and
it was
he didn't have a childhood. Like,
no,
he was literally just a pop star.
But it wasn't even like, it was his like dad making all his kids, like him and his brothers, like,
yeah, they were working like crazy.
Yeah,
it was the family, and then he became the biggest star in the world, like, so young.
Yeah,
he had the least normal life out of anybody.
Actually,
he was like, I mean, the thing is, he didn't have a childhood. Like, he wasn't able to grow up. He wasn't able to learn things in the social settings that we learned growing up.
Yeah, but like Justin Bieber.
Bieber was
same happened.
Bieber was similar.
Like, yeah. I guess he was like 10?
He was like 11. Yeah. But, actually, I don't know. Yeah, he was probably like 11. That's a good point. I mean, it's happened to a lot of people.
Five and
a lot
11.
Of people go crazy. Some people don't.
Yeah.
Five is crazy.
Five is crazy.
Also, like, I think he was working harder. Like, Michael Jackson was being overworked.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, that's a... The Bieber comparison is a good point.
Yeah, but I feel like the years between... Like, starting... Being famous at 5 years old is like... You literally don't remember anything else.
Yeah, those years from 5 to 11 right. are like pretty significant.
Yeah. Look at us. Yeah. Child studies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We should be majoring in child studies.
I just always thought it was pretty interesting seeing, you know, Michael Jackson didn't have a childhood at all. He was robbed of so many experiences. And then when he was older, you know, he seemed like this really weird guy.
Seemed?
Well, he was. but I think he kind of had this, like, childlike spirit in him that wasn't... That he didn't have as a kid because he wasn't living a normal child. Like, his whole ranch, that's what I'm thinking about. Yeah. This Neverland ranch. It's, like, straight out of Peter Pan. Like, yeah, it's a fantasy. And he has, like, all this money. And what does he do? He builds a fairy tale land for like, kids. You know, when you think of the kids coming, that's a little more sus.
Yeah.
But when I think of it as, like, his house, like, that's where he wanted to be living. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. It's like, imagine if, like, we, for some reason... I don't know where I was going with that. Imagine we were like, I want to live at Disneyland. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Right now, like, at this age, build my own Disneyland. That's my dream. Yeah. And, like, I mean, Disneyland's pretty cool, but, like, we're kind of grown up now. But no. I don't know. I think let's stray away from the Michael Jackson talk. Yeah. Let me clarify. Not a great guy. not a great guy. I just thought it was an interesting
topic.
I just think the whole thing is a little interesting. You know, the idea of being robbed of a childhood. Childhood is so significant in that. But the Bieber thing was really a good point. I mean, there's a lot of stars who do spiral out because they lose their childhood. Yeah. But there's also some who don't. And I think the most interesting one is Miley Cyrus, really. Because she was in the spotlight when she was like, I don't know, 12, 13, on the show, became a pop star. She was normal on Disney, I think. And then she started her career and went insane.
Yeah, but I feel like she had to, like, break out of that character of, like, the little Disney girl. So she, like, went complete polar opposite. And she kind of nailed it, I think, with that. Because, like, at first it was, like, an abrupt change. But now it's, like she's not really known anymore. Like, you think of Miley Cyrus and... You don't think of, like, the Disney girl like that. You think
Of the current Miley Cyrus. She broke free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She did fine.
If you guys want to call in, the phone number is 855-915-9636. You guys can chat with us.
Yeah, feel free.
Talk about conspiracy theories or
I'm
not.
I'm here to chat. Big on conspiracies. Yeah. Really just any kind of conversation.
That is 855-915-9636. Yeah. 9636
bars.
Nice.
Anyways, so what's now next? That we've won that game.
Yeah. Who won? We won.
We won. Ah, we won.
Let's go.
Yeah, first me.
That was a fist pump.
Yeah, sorry if that was confusing for y'all. But anyways, that was something we used to say on the basketball team. It was so funny. Anyways, having won this, for any of you out there who might have just achieved something, anything, it's the little things in life that count anyway.
Yeah.
Take a minute and appreciate the victory. Let's get it going. Straight out of SpongeBob SquarePants. This song is called Sweet Victory. Sacrifice. Yeah.
Why do we make the weirdest sounds every song?
We're like,
welcome back.
Welcome back, baby. So y'all know what that was. That was Sweet Victory from SpongeBob SquarePants. Such a great tune.
Yeah.
Really is such a great
Short,
tune.
Short, but good.
Short, but sweet.
Yeah.
What more could you ask for?
But don't worry, we have we have a song coming up now.
Got another Bada Bing coming your way.
Yeah, we talked too much in the last
segment. So we're going to jump right into this next one. Y'all know Cage the Elephant?
Cage the who?
The
Jumbo?
Cage the what? Cage the who?
Cage the where?
Cage the Elephant.
The Elephant. That should be...
You know, that's kind of a bad name.
Do you think?
Well, it sounds cool, but then you think about it, it's like, why are you putting the elephant in the cage? Let this guy be free, man. He's got that big trunk. He doesn't want to be stuck in a cage.
Yeah, maybe it's a political statement.
Ooh, you know what? I bet it is, because they're such a good band.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Anyways, we're going to hop right into this next one. Low-key, one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
In general. Yeah. This one is Telescope by Cage the Elephant.
Enjoy.
Telescope, I see a pair of eyes peer back at me. He walks and talks and looks like me. Sits around inside his house from room to room. He moves about, fills his life with pointless things and wonders how it all turns out.
Time wasting or time I'm wasting.
Well, I hope you guys love that song, because I really love it. Really takes me to space, you know, floating up there. Yeah. One could say I'm back in the womb.
Yeah.
It would be a weird thing to say, but you could say that.
But one could say it.
You could say that.
And you just did.
And you. Bada bing.
Bada bing, bada bing.
So, there's that.
It's 3:41, halfway through the show. You know what time it is.
Well, a little more than halfway. Nice math. Yeah,
whatever. But we did start at 3:10.
We did start late today. Apologies for that, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. I promise you this time, our next show
we will prepare.
Is going to be sufficiently planned out and quite possibly, you know, I don't want to set expectations too high, but could be the best radio show you've ever heard.
Maybe. You should stay tuned.
In terms of content.
You 2 weeks
music
from now.
Is music. We always got great music. I'm not going to lie. But.
Like SpongeBob background music? Who thought
Who's
of
doing
that?
This? Who's doing this? Anyways, you got something for us?
Wait.
Well, let's
so we
keep
got
looking.
A PSA coming here, you know? Organ donation PSA, shall we?
Nah.
No. Somerville cares about prevention.
You know they do.
We do.
Let's, prevention let's do of what?
One. I don't know. Ah, let's do it. Thinking of throwing a house party?
Oh. Oh, well.
Let's start over. Thinking of throwing a house party?
Well, if you're part of the Somerville or Medfield communities, Medfield or Medford. All right, let's start it over.
Thinking of throwing a house party?
Well, if you're a part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it's imperative that you're a responsible host.
As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages.
Mm. Crucial.
Yeah, you have to remind your guests.
But finally, you need to remember that it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to
$2,000.
$2,000? $2,000. As well as up to a year in jail.
Damn.
You don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go to jail.
This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and somervillema.gov/scap. That is
www.somervillema.gov. That is www.somervillema.gov/scap. S-C-A-P. I don't know what scap is.
It means Somerville cares about prevention, dumbass. All right. What do we have next? Do we have a song, or are we going to talk about
what?
About the World Cup.
Well, what do you think about the World Cup?
Well, let's talk about the World Cup.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Breaking news
Breaking
in the
news.
World Cup
do,
game.
So, as we know, Qatar is hosting the World Cup.
They are.
And it is illegal over there to drink alcohol. As far as I'm concerned.
Tragedy.
But they made an exception for the World Cup. They were selling beers in fan areas and fan zones and hotel rooms or hotels for the World Cup alone. And what happened? FIFA made a like 72 million or I don't know how much money deal with Budweiser.
Mm.
What happened yesterday? I think it was yesterday. Qatar says, "Oh, wait a second. No more beer for you guys." Everyone's pissed now. Everyone's pissed.
Honestly, I wouldn't even go to the World Cup anymore.
Yeah, no beer?
How can you not have alcohol at the World Cup? This is the most rowdy event of every 4 years.
Yeah.
And like, imagine that South African World Cup, no alcohol. Yeah. My God, you gotta have the fans in the stands. Ooh, bar. Gotta have the fans in the stands.
New music coming up.
With their friends.
With the friends and the stands.
Supporting France.
Give it a glance.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if That's you guys are man. Interested, we can bring a freestyle rap part to the show.
Yeah.
Rolando and I low-key been doing that at the crib. But yeah, no alcohol at the World Cup. Don't know how to... I do know how to feel. I feel terrible.
Terrible tragedy.
That's not a good look. We need the fans to be out and about.
It's going
to
be the quietest games
of all.
I think people are still going to drink.
You think they're going to bring it in, or they're just going to have to pregame?
I think they're going to pregame.
It's
going
to be more dangerous.
I don't know how.
It's so much more dangerous to make people rely on pregaming. They're going to get so hammered.
They're also, people are drunk, they're going to like arrest them.
Yeah. I don't know. I would sell it at the stadium.
I have two friends there right now.
Qatar.
Momo and Pepe, remember that they were here?
They went to Qatar.
They're in Qatar right now, yeah.
What was their band name?
It's Momo, Keyline Coast.
Keyline Coast. Y'all remember Keyline Coast?
Keyline Coast. A fan favorite. A radio favorite.
Yeah, so I don't know about this World Cup. Who do you think is going to win?
Come on. I don't want to jinx it.
Oh, yeah, I am Argentine. Yeah, I have high hopes,
you know?
Look, man, all I'm going to say is that if somehow, wink, wink, Argentina and Portugal ended up in the final.
Oh my God.
It would be the most viewed sporting event of all time. So, hey, at FIFA, it might not be the worst idea in the world
to arrange that. Honestly.
For an organization that is possibly one of the most corrupt in the game.
Yeah, in the world.
Yeah. I mean, if you all want to make money, the fans want to be happy. We want to see Messi, Ronaldo World Cup final in their last World Cup.
And Messi winning, please.
Yeah. Knock on my wood.
Okay.
That's not what I meant.
It is 3:47. It's on fast 10. We can't be saying these things.
All right. You know what? Let's. How about we listen to some music? Huh?
Yeah. Let's transition.
Listen, I got three options for you.
All right.
I'm just going to give you the name of the band, and then you're going to pick.
Oh. All right. I like this. We should do this more.
This. Genius. All right. Hall & Oates.
Okay.
You know those guys?
Yeah.
Daryl? Electric Light Orchestra.
Ooh.
Billy Joel.
This is good. I think I'm going to go for the Electric Light. Mm. Yeah. ELO.
You know what song I'm talking about?
Mr. Blue Sky?
Mm-mm.
Sweet Thing. Sweet. What is it? Sweet Talking Woman, is it?
Sweet Talking Woman.
Actually?
Oh.
I love that song.
Mommy.
I put it. What was that? I think I see our viewer count going down now, so
is it
we're at 17 now.
Oh no, I'm guys, sorry guys.
We used to be at 60 last year, what happened to us?
We gotta start planning better.
Alright.
I hope you guys are still enjoying. We're having fun. I hope you guys have fun along with us.
Yeah.
And also get to listen to some sweet tunes.
Sweet Talking Woman.
Oh yes. Sweet Talking Woman. Here we go. It is time for Electric Light Orchestra. This
Bring
one is
on.
Sweet Talking Woman. Yeah.
Go on it.
hey, hey.
Uzu.
That was kind of cool. I like that SpongeBob beat.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was Electric Light Orchestra. I love that song. Didn't realize it's not that popular.
I mean,
it's popular. It's Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah.
It's not one of their top streaming songs.
No.
It's crazy.
It should be.
Let's pump those numbers up, baby.
Yeah.
Talking
woman.
It's getting late here. It's been a fun show.
Yeah.
It's always fun for us.
Always.
Hope you guys have fun as well. So I think we're just going to play one more song here. And right on out, and we will catch you guys in 2 weeks.
Two weeks, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does next Friday count?
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Next Friday, no. The one after that, you'll catch us at 3 p.m.
Hope everybody has a fantastic
Thanksgiving break.
Be thankful.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot to be thankful for out there.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is music, but there's a lot more things.
Yeah, soccer. Things. Okay.
Yeah, music and soccer.
Yeah.
And that's
I'm thankful for you, Ben, on this this radio show.
Watchy, I'm so thankful for you. WMFO, I'm so thankful to be a part of you.
Mm-hmm.
Our beautiful listeners, so thankful for you joining us along this journey that we've embarked on.
All 17 of you.
You know, it's fun. It's fun. I hope we make a difference in one of your lives.
Yeah. That's all we need.
All we need to touch one of you. Whoa, yo.
Touch your heart.
Yo, just stop.
What
just,
is
yo,
wrong
touch,
with you today?
I don't know. We just, y'all know what I meant. We love you guys. Appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving. Go out there, watch Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's such a good one. Anyways.
Next up.
This is our last song for the day. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. You could catch me absolutely screaming this song out.
I feel like all songs are one of your favorite songs of all
True.
Time.
Here we go. This is The Joker by Steve Miller.
Oh.
And Joel.
Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Because I speak of the pompous of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Cause I'm right here at home. Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. Play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run. Ooh. I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. My music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one.
'cause I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. Really love your peaches, wanna shake your tree.
Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.